escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hello, fellow weirdos. Welcome to Pod Maverick After Dark. This is Kirk Henderson and Josh Bowe. We're coming to you a little after 9, about a half hour later than I intended. It is Monday, August 4th. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
We're just talking about our site.
I don't know what you're doing. I'm just doing the pot traditional pot.
No, it's fine. Our website, Mavs Moneyball, is experiencing a back-end change, which is just very annoying. And there's no such thing as an easy transition between content management systems. We're lucky it's actually happening to us in the dead part of our off-season. Baseball websites at SBNation.com have a very different series of problems. Football ones, too, because they're just sort of starting to peak. So We're just here. We'll figure it out. But in the meantime, it's pissing me off because my whole deal when doing this, and to us, you're like this too, but I'm just the psychopath about it, is we do this on top of everything else in our lives. So whenever there's any kind of inconvenience, it becomes a big, like, why the hell do we do this?
Yeah. Right.
It's like an existential, like, what is the point of all of this? Which is actually a pretty good jumping off point because it's August. We've been kind of without stuff, but there have been just enough things to make it go. And on Saturday, I very intentionally kicked the hornet's nest when Luka Doncic signed his 3-year extension with the Lakers. It's 3 years, 2 years in effect with a player option that he'll probably decline because he needs to. The sooner he gets to 10 years, the sooner he can renegotiate a mega contract. But I couldn't really help myself in pointing out that, like, the terms of the 3-year deal are literally dollars less than what Anthony Davis's contract extension is kicking in. Now, I totally understand how CBA stuff works. I was doing it largely to make a point, that point being that this sucks. but we've done that about 1,000 times. And it occurred to me, I was like, I really don't want to talk about this because we've rehashed it 1,000 times. So I sent out a tweet looking for mailbag questions. And, you know, we got some. Is there anything else that I missed that maybe we should cover over the next couple of days, or, you know, from the last couple of days?
No, I don't. I mean, no, nothing's really happened. But I did appreciate, like, I wasn't online a lot this past weekend. So when I did pull up my feed, it was funny because I felt like I would pull it up maybe every few hours, you know, whenever you check your phone, when I was checking my phone, and there was someone new yelling at you, like you. I didn't spoil the whole thing, but you definitely got people riled up this weekend, which was fun. It was a nice throwback to kind of like
and you know what? We're just going to talk about it briefly because the discussion kind of bounced all over the place where I'm just sitting here going, you know, over the last five seasons, Anthony Davis and Kristaps Porzingis have played essentially the same number of games is one of the things I added in my tweet. Just a frustrating fact. And one of the, and I think it's like Mavs Nation, like one of the aggregator accounts that's out there responded to me basically saying, you know, over the past three seasons, Luka and Anthony Davis have, like, Anthony Davis actually played more regular season games than him. And I'm just like, okay, Luka went to the finals. I'm just he got hurt this last year and traded. I'm just like, And it kind of led me down a bit of a rabbit hole and you know, just kind of talking back and forth with people. And, like, I guess I didn't really understand this. Since Luka came into the league and both guys have overlapped, Anthony Davis has played 73 fewer games than Luka, and Luka has played 8 more playoff games than Anthony Davis. It's not an apples-to-apples comparison. They're on different timelines. Anthony Davis is 32. The fact that he's 32 is the thing that everyone should always center back to. It's not that he can't be healthy. It's the likelihood, based off of his history, is that you're taking a bigger gamble than Luka on his health. That's okay. Like, Nico Harrison doesn't see it that way, but it is a bigger gamble than Luka's health. Like, it literally is because of their ages. Not necessarily because of how much they played the last three seasons. Guys over 30, big guys over 30, sometimes age poorly. So it's not a big deal. It was a fun kind of we have nothing to talk about argument, and that was just where I fell.
Yeah, and I think we're at the point now where if you say, I think a lot of people a lot of normal people don't want to talk about the bad stuff anymore. Like, I think we've passed that Rubicon. We've passed that event horizon. Like, no one cared after the trade, obviously, for like 3 months. I think that was the first time we went that long without anyone really yelling at us. Cause I mean, no one had anything to say because it was just so unanimously awful.
Yeah.
What happened to the team. But now that there's been some time to cool off, I think I'm not trying to say you're wrong. You're not wrong. No. But it's more, I think we're just in that phase now where a lot of people just don't care and they
won't. Right. Isn't it enough? And I think that's a perfectly fair way to yell at me. I don't mind. It's a good stuff. Now I got to go. I do this sometimes when we're on the show where I like click away from things that are very, like, I have them open for a reason. Mm-hmm. So now I get to go find we got a pretty good number of questions for, you know, the dead of summer. It's a shout out to Reddit Mavs asking how we are. Dalton Trigg for saying I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you? I'm not sure if you even saw this tweet, but yeah, there's some good ones in here. So this is a fun one to talk about in the dead of August from at Bailey _ LFFL. What are you and Josh's opinions on the highest ceiling and lowest floor for the Mavericks next year? That's a fun kickoff one.
I think for the ceiling, I would say probably like fifth, sixth seed, 48 wins. Maybe they get to 50, depending on how good Cooper is right away.
Sure.
But that would be my high end. And I think we've talked about this before, because even though the parts don't fit cleanly, as you would think in NBA basketball in the year 2025, there's just going to be so many nights where if they're healthy, they're going to have like 7 of the 10 best players that play in a game. In any given matchup. Like, you know, they got a lot of centers and forwards, yes, but a lot of them are good. And sometimes when you're playing a long regular season in December and January, and if they're healthy, like, they're just going to out-talent some teams that don't care, like the bottom half of the league. Like, they should, if things go well, they should be awesome against under 500 teams this year. Like they kind of were last year, even though they were bad. So that's the ceiling. And I don't know what the playoff ceiling is. Like, I don't think maybe you win a round. So second round, fifth, sixth seed, you know, 48 wins. And then the floor, I mean, how low you want to go for the floor? Because, I mean, and this isn't trying to be negative about the players. It's more like, okay, well, the floor is everyone that gets hurt gets hurt. Like, Anthony Davis gets hurt. Lively gets hurt again. Kyrie doesn't come back until, you know, maybe Kyrie stays out longer than you anticipate. I mean, their floor is probably like, what, 20, 25 wins? And they're
really?
I mean, if these guys get hurt, if they stay healthy, they're not going to reach it.
Okay,
I mean,
yeah. The
qualifier. If they're healthy, their floor is like 38 wins, 37 but wins.
Like, let's just say moderately healthy. I think it's safe. Yeah. Like, yeah, one of the things I've learned.
Is possible floor, and I'm just assuming, okay, well, what's the worst case scenario? And it would be Kyrie doesn't come back till April, or he doesn't come back. Anthony Davis plays 25 games. Like, that's what I'm saying.
So I sort of think, I think a median season for Anthony Davis, I've not done the exact math on this, but it was one of the things I learned about in my arguing with people, just when going and doing the counting. Over the last seven seasons, Anthony Davis has played more than 60 games twice. So I'm sort of setting my expectations for this season for him in the neighborhood of 50 to 60 games, not missing a ton of time, nickel dime, this, that, and the other. It's the way the season works out. Okay. That's just sort of my baseline where I'm sitting. So if it's 50 to 60 games, even with him playing that many games, or in some people's opinions, not enough games, I think their ceiling and floor are pretty close. Like, I just don't see a wide range of outcomes, because if Anthony Davis doesn't play, because he's kind of the most injury prone. I mean, I know what you mean about Derek Lively, but Derek Lively we got to see him impact winning without Luka Doncic. So that's not to say he can't. It's just we haven't seen it because he was hurt and really wasn't that effective when he came back. So I sort of think that, like, the ceiling is about what you said, you know, fit 5-6 seed, 48, 50, 50 wins. And I really think the floor is like 40 wins. Like, I just don't.
Yeah.
They're going to be pretty okay. And that is, it makes for, and I went on Locked On Mavs, which I think is like going up right now. It's very funny that we're recording at the same time. I think, like, it's going to be weird enough to where you and I are going to have a lot more to talk about game in and game out relative to the broader Luka experience from like year 4 to 6, where it's like, by like every January, we kind of knew who the team was. They just had to figure out, like, put it together in a way to where they would win games. But it's with this team, there's just gonna be a lot of weird stuff going on.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, if they don't have catastrophic injuries, yeah, then their floor is somewhere between 38 and 41 wins, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just thinking, like, worst case scenario. But yeah, because like I said, they've just got so much. And I mean, even if they have, like, as long as they don't have catastrophic, they have so many guys, like, they have a lot of talented players that even if Davis misses a week,
right?
I mean, PJ's playing the four, Cooper's playing the three, and you've got
certain things kind of work themselves out.
Yeah, they'll still be that talent equation, still that math talent equation, still will fit in their favor when they're playing, you know, Atlanta, or they're playing Miami, or they're playing Charlotte. Like, they're just going to run into so many teams that they're going to have, like, the overwhelming talent advantage, even if it fits weird. So I think they're just going to win a lot of games by default, regardless of scheme or how the team's actually gelling together, yeah. If that makes sense.
It is. And I like that question. It's a good kickoff point. It's something we actually really have to hone as we get closer to the regular season, just because it's going to be the basis of a lot of our takes where, you know, and kind of bouncing right off that, because this player plays into that. We have a question in the chat that I think is a good one from T. Lou. And he says, is Derek Lively a great in theory player, or do you feel he is someone who is a true building block of the franchise? Great question. I think I want to take a stab at this first. I think he is a high value role player. I think it is extraordinarily difficult in the way the NBA works right now with the rules to build a team around a center, you have to be a transcendent offensive talent for that to be the case. And as much as Lively rapidly improved from his rookie year, or during his rookie year, last year was a treading water season at best. And that's not to say he couldn't become more. I have a difficult time seeing that with the way the roster is structured right now.
What do you think? Fair. No, that's fair. I think with Lively, it's hard because last year was just, I mean, the medical staff just like they ruined the season. I mean, so it's hard to, how much do you want to put on Lively's development last year, kind of seemingly stalling out, although that might be a little harsh because there were some aspects of his game that were pretty good before his injuries kind of really took hold. And then he has that injury and they trot him out there and they kind of, I think they kind of bungled. I mean, they fired that's not even being a hater. They fired the staff. They fired some of the people that handled that situation. So how much of it is that? The question is building, like, I'm sorry, he was a rookie leading almost not single-handedly, but being a major focal point of a defense that went to the NBA finals. Yeah, like, you're right. It doesn't happen as a rookie. So even one, I don't even think it was so-so, but maybe it was disappointing just because the expectations were so high because he was so phenomenal as a rookie.
Yeah, he really was. Yeah,
but nothing, right. It's been 2 years. Like, he's going to have to be really bad this year for me to want to, like, think about him not being a building block of the franchise.
No,
I just don't think that rookie season was so special. And the things he did, regardless of Luka, because again, the defensive stuff, that's not Luka. Like, his impact defensively wasn't necessarily because of Luka. Maybe it helped him focus on defense because his offense was taking care of him because he didn't have a lot of responsibility. But I mean, that was going to be the case no matter what. But I wonder, still think he's special.
So I wonder how much of my current opinion is colored by the fact that, Josh just got kicked offline. So I'll talk to myself here for a few minutes and we will figure this out. Or did I get kicked offline? Oh, there he is. Josh is back.
There's a button on my mouse that makes me go back on the website.
Oh, it's 10 of 10. So I'm wondering if the current construction of the team has me down on Lively because of the team and not because of Lively. Because I think if the Mavericks had traded Gafford or traded Davis or traded both of them and sort of leaned into the rebuild that we feel is going to eventually come, I think I'd feel differently. But they have decided Gafford is a very expensive and useful insurance policy. And AD won't play the five. So maybe I see him sort of boxed in a very limited set, and I don't see where the growth is coming from. And that might, now I'm kind of talking it out, that's maybe more of the problem than anything to do with Lively.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to, he doesn't have a caretaker to get him the easy buckets that he needs. His offense might struggle this year, but defensively, I don't see why he couldn't take another leap this year as long as he's healthy defensively. I think offensively, he's still showing some stuff. I don't want to hear anyone talk about him shooting threes. Like, please stop. It's my least favorite talking point ever. Like, he just needs to shoot. It's like, guys, Dwight Howard shot threes in practice. Like, sometimes guys just aren't shooters. Like, I don't know why everyone thinks he's going to be a shooter. I understand he shot some threes in high school, but like, that's kind of a while ago. Like, it's just hard to expect guys that don't shoot threes to just suddenly shoot threes. Brooke Lopez, I think, did it, but he was already kind of like a scorer. Like, he had touch. Same with like a guy like Al Horford. But with Lively, I saw some stuff last year. His decision making in the pick and roll as a passer in the 4-on-3, his ability to handle the ball in dribble handoff situations and do stuff. That's where I want to keep seeing his growth. I want to see them give him the ball at the elbow, run some dribble handoffs with D'Angelo Russell.
I want to see so many dribble handoffs.
I want to see him fake a dribble handoff, pivot, drive, score at the rim, because there were moments last year and during his rookie year where he caught the ball in 4-on-3s out of the pick and roll as a pick and roll roll man, and was able to not just pass it, he took a dribble and scored, and you know, with authority. Mm-hmm. Now I want to see him dribble handoff, fake it, pivot, strong move to the basket, maybe one or two dribbles, get fouled, or score. I think that's the kind of stuff he can do. He's not going to be a post-up guy. He's not going to be a pick-and-pop guy, at least not next season. So I think those are the ways he can grow. And that doesn't require, you know, it would help to have an elite-tier point guard the whole time. But I think he can do that stuff without a point guard. Now, the shooting is going to be hard because teams are just going to pack the paint.
Yep.
So maybe that'll make it more difficult.
I think that's why we might see lively threes. Just because there's going to be...
the spacing's going to be really funny, but we'll see.
All right, so this is a kind of playing off a theme here. Where are we at on time? Oh, let's take a quick break, and then we'll answer more. Maybe we won't do maybe we won't do any Remember Some Mavs this week.
That's fine.
That's okay. That's fine. All right, so we'll be right back. Please listen to our ads. I know there's more of them than there used to be, but that is how Josh and I will inevitably pay the bills here, unless you guys want us to go to a subscription-based model. We'll be right back. Thanks for hanging out.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you so much for hanging out. If you're listening in August, you are a diehard and you are likely already subscribed. But if you are not, please go ahead and hit the subscribe button both on YouTube and on wherever you get your podcasts, if that's a particular platform. Be very helpful to us, Josh and I. This is kind of a this next year will be a pretty important year. Like if things don't work out for us, we might just be getting too old in the tooth for this. So we'll see where this goes. But all right, so we had another good question. This is from at Fode Kia. Glaff half full question. Why can't the Mavericks defense be elite enough, let's just say top five, to keep them above 500 until Kyrie gets back? Let's sort of shelve the Kyrie portion of the question. But, you know, what – I like the centering around of the eliteness of the defense. Why can you explain why or why not the Mavericks defense is going to be enough to keep them in the playoff hunt?
I think it depends on what question you're asking. Cause yes, their defense can be good enough to keep them in the playoff hunt. The Orlando Magic had one of the most anemic offenses ever last year, and they made the playoffs because their defense was ninth overall. They had the 29th ranked offense, and they had the ninth ranked defense, and they were able to make the playoffs. Of course, it helps to play in the Eastern Conference. So if we're talking about, yeah, can they stay above 500? Can they hover around the play-in? Can they make the playoffs? Certainly. But it depends on what the expectation is, because when you trade Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis, the expectation was, well, we want to win now. I know Cooper Flagg changes a lot of that and gives them more outs and kind of gives them a mulligan. But the stated desire of the trade was, we want to win now, publicly. At least that's what Nico Harrison has said a billion times. So if we're just taking him at his word, if next season they're able to hover around 500 with a really good defense, and then Kyrie comes back and they finish as like a sixth seed, but then they lose in the first round, that's a failure. If you're looking at it kind of in a vacuum, maybe that's success considering the circumstances, but also they created kind of the circumstances that they're dealing with for the most part.
Yeah.
Because they traded Luka for Anthony Davis. And everything they've said publicly has been they made that move because they felt like that brought them closer to a championship. So if they go from NBA finals to miss the playoffs entirely to lose in the first round, I mean, that's a failure. Now, if you're looking just within the context of the season and, like, you know, Kyrie's out and all the turmoil, like, yeah, it would be kind of successful in and of itself to make the playoffs next season. Especially if they're able to avoid the play-in, like if they can get out of the play-in, or if they avoid it entirely, if they're sixth seed, or if they make it out of the play-in to finish as a seventh or eighth seed and make it to the actual proper playoffs, that's like an accomplishment considering so many roadblocks that they have. But again, so many of those roadblocks they put up themselves.
Well,
by trading Luka and by trading Quentin Grimes. I don't know.
I have to assume, I think it's fair. I'm often not fair, but I think in order to be fair to this Dallas Mavericks team, I'm going in with the assumption that Anthony Davis is going to be a functional defensive player on par with the level that he was prior to his ab injury, at least to start the year. And so if that is sort of the basis for the Mavericks defense and everybody else following suit, the way to beat the Mavericks is you're going to have to nuke them from beyond the arc. Like, you're just not scoring in the paint against the Mavericks unless they're just totally off their game. You don't agree?
Theoretically.
That's the goal.
They gave up a lot of points in the paint with Anthony Davis.
Yes, they did.
And
that's because he was hurt.
Yeah,
But I have to think that, you know, with the preseason and with training camp, that they have some things in mind. And so if I'm being an optimist on this,
that's where
it comes from. The challenge of where I was going with that in terms of bombing away from 3-point land is, like, that's what NBA teams do now. I mean, there's a lot of that. Like, there's a lot of teams that shoot the three ball really well. So, you know, and what we know over the course of the season, sometimes 3-point defense is quite literally luck. Like, we don't know why certain teams are good about 3-point defense and others. Like, they just haven't been able to pinpoint the real reason. So you might just be banking on the fact that teams are going to have to miss a lot of threes against the Mavericks in order for the Mavericks to win. I don't know. I could get to Kia's question, it's in the range of outcomes. I just think the Western Conference is better than the Eastern Conference. So doing what Josh suggested as the Magic did is just harder. It's harder to pull off.
Yeah, and then if you want to be a half glass full, the top 13 teams, the top 13 defenses from last season, according to Cleaning Glass, all made the playoffs. Like, not just the play-in, like, they made the round of 16 or whatever.
Right.
So can the Mavericks finish with a top 13 defense? Absolutely. Absolutely they could.
Fun one. Go ahead. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the 14th best defense was Toronto. They missed the playoffs, they missed the play-in, but they also had the 25th worst offense. So, top 13 defenses all made it to the actual proper playoffs last season. So the Mavericks can absolutely do that if that trend line holds again.
This question from Robbie Lewis on Twitter. Are we possibly underestimating Flag? Could he just be a stud from day one and maybe join this crew to average 25-5 as a rookie? The crew that he listed, Luka Doncic, Tyreek Evans, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, and Oscar Robertson. Fun question.
Yes.
Go with it. Go ahead. Talk to me.
I don't think he's going to get enough shots to score 25 points a game. So I don't know if that's, I don't think it's against Flag, or did you say 20 or not?
25? Oh yeah, no, go with it. Cause I'm going to pull up. There's some FanDuel numbers on Flag that I want to
Okay,
go.
So 25-5. Mm-hmm. I thought it was 25-5-5.
Which no, 20 points, five rebounds, five assists.
I think he'll hit the five assists. Is maybe
that's hard.
I have more faith actually in him hitting the 5-5 than the 20, and the 20 is not necessarily knocking against him. It's just there's a lot of guys on this team that want to get shots up, like Anthony Davis, D'Angelo Russell, Klay Thompson, eventually Kyrie when Kyrie comes back, PJ Washington needs shots, Najee Marshall when he gets into the game. So it depends on how high up the totem pole Cooper is.
Yep.
Because obviously AD is going to lead the team in shot attempts per game. I have to imagine he
would. Yeah, that should be the
focal point. Can Flag finish second or third? If he can, then yeah, maybe he can get to 20. But I'm just wondering, like with D'Angelo Russell, with Klay Thompson, you know, I mean, even Daniel Gafford and Lively are going to get shots. I know that's kind of different, but that's an important part of their offense. Again, it wouldn't be a knock against him if he didn't get it, because I don't think it's going to be because he shoots 35% from the floor or something. I think it's just going to be, I don't know if he gets enough shot attempts.
So I need to look this up. Luka Doncic, basketball reference. This is great podcasting. Luka's rookie year, he took 16.5 field goals per game. He averaged 21.7. What is it here?
How many free throw attempts?
Nearly seven a game, 6.7. So I think where you're running into the problem is the points. 25-5 is the points. I actually think the assist number is probably my favorite one to see if he can do, because I think if the Mavericks are to win games, he's going to be facilitating a lot more than he's going to be scoring, just because the Mavericks have a lot of play finishers and not a lot of play initiators. And I think they want him to get that experience. How many field goals per game do you think Cooper Flagg took in college without cheating?
13.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, 13.4. Okay. How many shots are taken in an average NBA game? I'm going to Google that. So 88 per team, 86 to 88 per team is what Gemini tells me real quick. So the question kind of like for him to get a lot of points, he has to be taking a pretty significant percentage of the team's field goals. And I don't see it from day one. I do see it in stretches. But
right.
82 games, let's set a hopeful cap on Flag of like 70 games. 70 games with like 15 to 18 shots per game. It's a lot. Just a lot for a guy that I don't necessarily think is going to be finishing as many plays as we might like.
He should get to the free throw line a decent amount, because I think that, so that could help him out too. But
that's actually a great point.
And I mean, if Anthony Davis misses games, which he theoretically yeah, so that would give him more opportunities as well. Yeah, I mean, I think he could do it if he gets the shot. I think that's just what it's going to come down to. Can he get to 16, 17 attempts per game? And if he does, then he will. I think he'll get it.
My sort of goal for him, it's a soft goal, and I'm probably going to get yelled at for this. Ah, Kirk, you're setting the goal too low. I think like 12 to 14, 5-5 is what I would hope for from him as a stat line. Now, fun fact, I think there's a podcast out there with me expecting like 16, 5-5 from Luka way back in the day, and how'd that work out pretty well. It's a tough one. It's a fun question, because it's like, you know, projecting what this guy can do we're going to see, like, I really wish there was like steals and blocks involved, because that's actually where I think he's going to be like a, just, he's going to be like a fantasy basketball superstar, because he's just going to be stuffing the stat box with little, with some of the detail numbers. So, okay. What are some of the other questions that I would want to answer? I think I'd have just hit on this one because I don't know the answer to it. K Wester 1112 says, have you heard anything else about what is going on with AD currently? Any chance the emo Instagram stories were basketball or health related because cringe face? I'm going to say I don't know.
You have to make this one because I don't get on Instagram, right. So I have no idea what this is.
Well, about. I'm going to say I don't know, and I'm also going to say I couldn't help myself but looking and searching and found no rumors, which is a rarity. That's not to mean they don't exist. I'm not, it's not exactly my wavelength, but I was interested enough because he did have a couple of like very, let's just say like 2001 in AOL Instagram style IG posts with like song lyrics. It was just, I didn't know what to make of it, but it made me laugh. This is a long question from Zach Nadeau, and I want to figure out, because I remember looking at this earlier. This is a very long one, so I want to see if I can like boil it down. Removing all emotion, which is difficult, would you say that the long-term Mavericks are better or worse off post-trade, given that it led to them getting Cooper Flag? This is such a tough question. And yeah. I think we should end on it because it's just so broad, you can go places with it.
I would say no, they're not better off right now long term, if only because pre-trade you had 25-year-old Luka, so that's presumably another five to 7 years of first team all NBA quality, presuming nothing bad happens to him health wise. And then like you still had Lively, and like it's not like the team was old besides like Kyrie and Clay.
Yeah.
Were really the only old guys on the team. You know, Lively, Gafford, PJ, even Najee's not like super old. Like Najee's not an old player either. Like these are all guys in their mid 20s. So this was a team. Now the only worry is the second apron would have probably destroyed them and they would have had to make some trades. But I think you'd rather be in that position than, I mean, long-term with Cooper, like once Kyrie and AD age out of being elite players, there's not a lot on this roster besides Cooper, unless you think Brandon Williams is going to be like an all-star, and they don't have a lot of draft capital to add to, like, you know, like from 27 to 30, they don't have a lot of control of their drafts. So how are they going to get when AD and Kyrie, because AD and Kyrie are in their mid early 30s, Cooper is still 19. So yep. When Cooper is 25, AD and Kyrie will either be out of the league or not primetime players anymore. Not all-stars. That's not even, you know, what, AD's 32. I don't think he's going to be an all-star at 37. Kyrie's 33. I don't think he's going to be an all-star at 38. Maybe he will. Who knows? But I'm just betting against that.
Right.
What's the path for the Mavericks getting Cooper's all-star teammate? Because the Mavericks had pathways, because you look at what they were before, and it's like, okay, well, they're also, you know, Luka's all-star teammate is probably Kyrie. Well, Lively, well, you know, is it Lively? Does Lively grow into it? After that, I don't know. I just think the options are limited. Where pre-Luka trade, I just think they had more places to go for the next 5 years. They're gonna have to work a lot harder because they spent all their draft picks to build that Luka finals team.
Yeah,
so it's just harder.
And some of this is honestly come.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Goes back to how do you operate in an extraordinarily difficult CBA? So if we're taking the Nico Harrison's just viewpoint, maybe I'm not saying you have to agree with this, but if you're Nico Harrison, one of the things that factored into this was that Luka Doncic specifically became so expensive that it made building a team incredibly hard because
Go ahead. I'm interrupting your train of thought.
You start making so much money as a player and percentage of the cap and all that sort of stuff where unless you're hitting on every single draft pick you make, free agency is no longer an option. You have to trade away all your players and you have to accumulate this massive salary while still hovering just under the second apron so you don't get punitively penalized to death, which is kind of a concern for certain teams. Now, here's the thing. The Mavericks got Cooper Flagg and had a real chance. Now, maybe that window's still there, but they had a real chance of resetting their entire timeline and hard pivoting by moving off of the players who they are currently still sitting on. Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, Daniel Gafford, somebody, and PJ Washington to a certain extent. The Mavericks are going to be operating as an extraordinarily expensive team next year and the year after that, while having what we discussed earlier as kind of a relatively low ceiling. And so I think if they had hard pivoted into the Flag timeline,
yes,
the timeline that then I would say the future is quite bright because they had reset all this and they kicked the can down the road to a Cooper Flag Supermax to 8 years from now, 2033. And just kind of, and maybe hoping for CBA solves and things like that to where they could get out from just because, I mean, realistically, like, I don't blame the CBA on Nico. It's just that some of the reasoning that they give us doesn't hold water when you compare it to the financial reality of what this team is looking at. And again, you guys have heard me. I hate talking about the finances of teams, but it is a factor. It's a big factor. It's probably the deciding factor as much as Luka's health was how much he cost. And I get that. I just, it's like, my solution, and I debated with people this over the weekend, is like, you want to have that problem. That's the whole point of getting a superstar. You have, but it's the quiet bet from Harrison is just like that supers, most superstars aren't worth it, is sort of what the Supermax thing is. It was meant to be a hook, and instead it's become an albatross for teams, where it's like, if you sign somebody to a Supermax that isn't worth it, you have effectively killed your team. And so I'm trying to see it from that point of view, even though my whole
thing is, Cooper is as good as he needs to be, he will get that conflict.
He gets there again, and then you're kind of like, you're kicking the can, like you're just doing a hard reset. But again, you know, there's a lot that can change in 8 years within the salary cap structure. I think that no, they're not brighter, but I think the path to becoming a bright, like to really saying the future is brighter, I don't want to call it like a tanking thing, but it's moving past this joke of a two timeline thing. Yeah. When Kyrie got hurt, that dream burned.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that Cooper is going to be 18 years old when he plays his first NBA game. That is how you make the point for this current group, as opposed to the pre Luka trade, right? Like in 10 years from now, Cooper will be 28. Luka will be 36. So, okay, like what's the line? Okay, 10 years from now, the Mavericks might be better than where they were with Luka, but also like are they gonna be better? Are they gonna have a better season than they could have? Like, are they gonna make the finals? Are they gonna win a championship? Like because they made the finals with Luka. So if they're if you want to bet on their long term future, then in that long term they need to win the finals.
Yeah.
Right. Because that's what's better. So that's kind of what they have to do.
I mean, we're going to get an answer to this pretty quickly. Like, are they better or are they worse off? And we're going to, if the Mavericks come out and are gangbusters, like I have one guy that I follow with that's just like, oh, you know, the people are already coming up with excuses for if the Mavs are good. And it's like, I mean, if you're a Mavs fan, you want them to be good. You just do. Like, we want them to be good. We just are having a harder time seeing the path to them being good. Now, us being wrong about that allows for a lot of interesting basketball talk. Like if the Mavericks come out and are really quite good, and then Zach's question is like, oh, okay, well, you know, are they close to a title? Could they sneak in? Could they really sneak in? My brain says no, just because most, like every single team in the past 30 years that's won it has been a top three seed. So is this Mavericks a top three seed? Like, not right now. Doesn't mean things could change. So it's, you know, I want to hedge a little bit. I don't like being weak sauce about that sort of thing, but you know, it's a good question. It's a thoughtful question, because I think that, you know, one of the persons I was arguing with over the weekend was just like accusing me of being emotional and not being logical. And I'm like, well, yeah,
that's the point.
But I mean, I get where it's like,
well, yeah, no. But when you're not emotional about it anymore, then that's when we're not doing this anymore.
That's what makes this trade so frustrating, because it's like you can actually come to Nico Harrison's, let's just call it two main points of view for why they needed to trade Luka Doncic, according to him. One was Luka's health and fitness. The other was Luka's cost. And those two things put together was overwhelming. And I still have said it took me a while to get there, but I get it. I get it. I don't agree with it, but I get it. And it's that the return was ass.
That's it.
Oh, well. Maybe we save some of these for next week. 40 minutes. You got anything on your mind?
No, I'm good. I'm going to disassociate later this week.
That's right.
So, yeah. I guess if there happen to be any Mavs fans that go to QuakeCon in Grapevine, I will be there with a crew of my friends.
Could I ask a really specific pop culture adjacent question?
Sure.
Has K-pop Demon Hunters invaded your house yet?
Dude, you're like the 10th person to tell me about the show. Megan had a friend tell her to watch it.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it, that's why. A mutual friend on Twitter. Well, and I've met him in like a meetup at like a brewery, Mavs fan brewery meetup. He DM'd me and was just like, hey, you should watch this with your daughter. And I was just like, oh, okay.
I heard it on a podcast, and it's just like, apparently the first 3 minutes of the movie are like, what are we watching? And then it just kind of throws itself head first. And is it, I read a lot about how it came to be made, and I'm fascinated. It's the same animators as Into the Spider-Verse, same group of animators, which is just, it's a specific style of anime, like stuff like facial stuff that I don't entirely understand. It's above my, but it's like any kind of movie on a streaming service that grows in viewership week over week. I don't think that's happened since movies have been on, like occasionally movies get dumped.
It's a movie, not a show.
It's a movie. It is a tight, like 95 minutes.
Okay. Well, that's
actually
more.
That's why I pitched it to you, because okay. It's like, oh, that's yeah. Thank you, Leo, for explaining some of that to us. And the thing you're going to like, the music has invaded my feed, and like, pop music is just, it's a big part of my household right now. Like, we got the toddler and he is learning to, apparently learning to spell by demanding, Chapel Roan's, Hot to Go, where he just screams at the Alexa, Hot Go.
There you go.
So, you know, any sort of poppy adjacent stuff is interesting to me, including K-pop. So we'll see how it goes. That's a weird way to end the show. K-pop Maverick Hunters. Everybody, we will be back next week. I don't have childcare this week, so I will not be doing a Friday show, but I've not done one for 3 weeks, so why would anyone care? I swear I'll get back up on my high horse at some point. Josh and I have briefly discussed actually getting better microphones and cameras, which we'll see if we actually do that. Maybe that will force me to podcast more. We'll see. Everyone, be good. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, and go Mavs.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.